But you know, God doesn't leave us, and He doesn't forsake us. He's right there with us all the time. And if we can ever just stop long enough to start trying to look at it through the Father's eyes, things look different. Because God uses things that happen to us to mold us and to make us so that we can be a witness for Him, so that we can help somebody along the way that the same thing has happened to them. If we've gone through it, we know what they're facing, and we can be that friend to them that they might not otherwise have. And you know, it never fails. If we'll just hold on, God's going to be with us. And things are always going to look different from the shepherd's point of view. Y'all listen.
Martha ran to him, and then she thinking our master. He's always on time. He'll handle it all. Hopeless, helpless sinner lost, but the Alpha and Omega brought the answer to a cross. Where one day I found it soon, no longer left to stay. To this day it is a holy, perfect place.
God had to lead all this all. His plan was great.
Simply says, I claim the blood.
Takes me through when life is for Southern Heritage. I hope you guys enjoyed the first half. I said half. Is that right? I may put more time on your the first quarter. How about that? That way you get 3/4 more time. But we do want to take a love offering for them. And so just sure he's going to play a hymn. We're just going to pass the place. So Mark, if you would come here and I'll bless the offering and then we'll. That work? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for how you do provide. You provide in your time and your perfect timing, Lord. And we thank you tonight for this group and their willingness to come and to convey to us the truths of your gospel, the truths of your grace and your power and your mercy. We pray tonight that you would bless this offering that we take up, that you would use it to further their ministry, and you would use it to further the gospel message. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
It doesn't matter how low you sunk. It doesn't matter your race, your age, your color. It doesn't matter. God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
It's sufficient. And all he says is that we have to ask. Just ask. Ask for that forgiveness. Come to him. And just tell him we're sorry for what we did. And don't go back and do it again. But you know what? Even when you go back and do it again, God's grace. I can't tell you how thankful I am for that. Wasn't it Paul, brother? Was it Peter or Paul? Which one was it that said, the good that I would do, I do not, Paul? And the things that I wouldn't do, that I do. We can set out to do good. I don't think there's a one of us that gets up in the morning and says, you know what, I think I'm just going to go out and sin today. I just believe that's what I'm going to do. Now, there may, I'm not going to say there's not people in the world that way. Sometimes I wonder. But most people don't get up with that on their mind. And we walk this walk that we call life. And the devil's standing right there waiting for that one time. That one time that you slip. Don't you think he's not going to jump on that? He's going to find that chink in your armor. He's going to find that little crack. And buddy, he's going to jump in there with both feet and try to tear you up. And we fall for it. And then we wind up in places that we shouldn't have been in the first place. And we wind up doing things that we never dreamed we would do. But God stands right there with his arms open wide. Say, come on. Come on back home. If you weren't a child of his in the first place, he's telling you to come home. He's saying, I'm standing right here. And I can fix it. I forgive you if you'll ask me. But you got to see what you did wrong. And you got to not want to do it again. But thank God he's there even when we do. And you know, that blood that flowed down from the cross covered all of it. Covered the sins of those people that were standing there watching. Covered the sins of their children. Covered the sins of everybody sitting in this building and the ages all the way through. And it'll cover the sins for the ones that come after us. It's the blood. You can't live right and satisfy that. You can't pay enough to the church to pay your way into heaven. You can't do enough good works to work your way into heaven. You can't go on your mom and daddy's curtail. Doesn't matter how good they were or whether they were saved. You can't go because you're the best friend of torture. Because you knew the Pope by his first name. That's not the way. The only way you're going to find yourself at the throne of God when it's all said and done is if you're covered with the blood of Jesus. Now listen to this song. This precious blood.
that gave me life. But in 3 days, he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he dries every tear that falls. There is a blood that sights the blind, that heals the sick, the lonely find. It has the power to free the bound as chains they fall. Cleanse my soul and let his precious glory flow, because it lives to make me whole. I owe my life, I owe my all. So this precious blood that gave me life, but in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. So I come. To tell
You will see the shadow of the matchstick, but you won't see the shadow of the flame. Y'all want to know why that is? Because light does not produce darkness. Light never produces darkness. If you read, it's over in James. It's over the back somewhere. There's a couple times where God is called the Father of Light. He is called the True Light. When I read this, I wish that I could remember exactly what it said, but I have a really bad memory, so I'd have to get like a note card or something so I could remember. But when I read that, and then I thought about that matchstick, I had a light bulb moment. God does not produce darkness. Ever. You can't do something that does not honor Him and say, oh, but I love Jesus. Oh, I did this for Jesus. I'm a Christian. I live for Jesus. It doesn't work like that. He does not produce darkness. When the true light shines, He will reveal that to you, and you will see where you are wrong. If you're confused about something, if there is confusion, if there is, what was it that you said, dissension? That's a new one. I learned that one today. If there's dissension, if there's confusion, if there's any kind of distress or anything like that, that ain't from Him. Because He does not produce darkness. He does not produce confusion. When God steps on the scene, He has a light that darkness runs from it. It flees from it. Devil can't stay in that. That's not of Him. When you live in light, people will see the light in you. You ever think about a dark room? If you're standing in this church and you shut all the lights off, and somebody turns on their cell phone light, just that little bitty bulb, that light's going to spread through that whole thing. There might still be some shadows, but there's going to be some light in there too. And for long, that light's going to spread. It is our job as Christians for our light to spread to people who don't know about it. It's our job to tell other people who are doing that stuff that we know ain't right, but they're still here going, oh, but I love Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. But you look at them and you go, no, Jesus would do that. Jesus don't do that? Okay. You don't have to be up to Him. But it's your job. If you are a true child of God, you are a child of light. And it is your job to shine that light in the darkness. And what if you say to me, Amanda, I'm broken. I can't shine light. How am I supposed to shine light if I'm broken? I heard somebody say once, sweetheart, it's okay. When you're cracked and you're broken, that's how the light gets out. The light shines through the cracks and the holes. It's okay if you're broken. When He sees us down in a valley, that's where you grow. You don't grow on the mountaintop. You're not going to grow on the mountaintop. Good food's not grown on the mountaintop. It's grown down in the valley where the water runs to, where the good soil is. That's where the growth is. You can then take that and take it up to the mountain. But you're not going to grow on the mountaintop. You got to be down in the valley first. You might find your light down there. light. Be light.
Go!
the Savior turned me from the flame, and with the word he locked the gate.
He locked the gate.
He locked the gate from there behind me, and then he threw the key to the gate.
He locked the gate.
He locked the gate, so give it glory. But it'll never come a day I'd enter such a place, for the day that I got saved, he locked the gate.
Trespasses, You've been chasing after the ways of the world. And Jesus says, don't stay there. Come forth. Come out of death, not on your own power, but trusting in his resurrection and his life. But maybe today you have been saved. You love the Lord, you follow him. But you're where Mary and Martha are. Something has happened in your life. There's discontentment in your life. And maybe you're looking forward. You say, I know one day, my brother will rise. One day I'll receive the blessing. And Jesus' reminder to us today is that today is the day of salvation, that he is the resurrection and the life, that he's here today. His message to all of us in here, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is to trust in him today, to find joy in him today, to follow him today. Thank you guys so much for being here. We have a refreshments in our fellowship hall after this.
You should never breathe.
Never breathe. Yeah, I don't know. I said breathe. Stay here as long as you want. That's right. So we do want to invite you after that. We do want to thank Southern Heritage one more time for bringing us into the throne room of worship and being able to see this beautiful picture of our God. I'm going to say a prayer for us, and then bless the food and we'll be dismissed. But I do want to encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, and tonight's the first time you've heard this message, and tonight's the first time you realize Jesus is calling me to come forth, I encourage you, come talk to me. I'd love to introduce you to the God of the universe who loves you more than anything in the world. Today, if you've been struggling with something and that's been weighing on you, then I want to know that I love you and I'm praying for you. And you're welcome to tell me or any of us in this church what's going on. We'll pray for you. We want to offer that to you today. Before I pray, I want to mention that we do have in the back, we have a table set up. So the Heritage has several things back there. We want to invite you. As you leave, kind of go back out that way and you can circle around to the fellowship hall and you can kind of look at their stuff. We want to encourage you to support them, not only financially, but also in prayer. And let them know how much you appreciate them. Anything else before I close the prayer? Anything else? All right, let's stand. We'll be dismissed. Father, we thank you for your love for us. Father, that you, though we had sinned against you, though we were dead in our trespasses, Father, you were not content to leave us in the grave. But instead, you sent your only Son to put on human flesh, to walk among us, to be perfect in every way, to exchange his life for ours. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you tonight for Southern Heritage. We thank you for their obedience to you. We pray once more that you would bless them in their ministry. We pray, Father, that you would bless your church here tonight, that you would help us, Lord, to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. We thank you so much for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to start pitching at the end.